bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson's on the phone, plus new technology and Josh's wrestling name. It's all coming up right after this.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Tim Wilson is here. Tim, how's your Uncle BS doing?
Well, he's doing pretty good.
He's famous for his stories, I know.
Well, you know, you get that relative in your family that lies like a dog. Everybody's got that guy. My family's name was Benford Smith Wilson. Kind of got slept at the YMCA a lot alone. You know the guy I'm talking
about. That's a good look.
But anyway, you walk up to him and, Uncle BS, where were you in the summer of 1956? Summer of 56, city bus driver, Montgomery, Alabama. Rest from the steering wheel, trying to get a 14-year-old to turn Elvis down so I can figure out how many black people I can squeeze on and still have room up front for the white folks. Best-looking woman in North America crawls on my bus, peroxide hair, legs up to her hind-end, 40D cup, staring me right square in the eye. I'm hoping she'll sit in the third seat from the front, my eyeballing seat. I look up in the rearview mirror, damn if Rosa Parks ain't in my eyeballing seat. And I can sit here and look at Rosa for the next 15 miles or get her to get up and give Miss Nude Alabama her seat. Rosa knows I ain't had a date in 6 months. Picks today to turn into a civil rights martyr. Just goes to show every time I see a good-looking woman, somebody makes a federal case out of it.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're due for another Ace Cosby joke of the day any moment right now. He's our engineer. See over there, it's Josh Arnold.
Yes, and somebody windbagged in my wrestling name.
We were trying to pick a wrestling name for you should you go pro.
Yeah.
Once again, you're a big man. What's the idea for the wrestling name?
Well, our friend Chuck says my wrestling name should be Half Fat Man because I am. I talk about how I'm half fat in my act.
You have extraordinarily slender legs, and then
yes.
You're kind of beefy from the waist up.
Right, right. And my finishing move would be the thorough and generous ass whooping.
Oh, that is this
good.
Guy pays
That's
attention.
Good.
I like that because you, of course, are a thorough and generous lover.
That's right.
So. Christy Lee,
yo,
is sharing her sleep number bed with a friend, apparently, who I thought was out of town. Very complicated.
Well, wait for a couple of days.
She's at the Navy Federal Credit Union
be
News.
Gone
desk.
Tomorrow.
This is Tom speaking, and I think we're joined by our good friend, the comedian and television host. Al Jackson. Hey, Al, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. Happy 2020, y'all.
You too.
Yeah. Now,
what'd it do?
On your TV show, The Daily Blast, have you done the story how you're not supposed to write today's date, for example, is not supposed to be 1-9-20, but 1-9-2020 on your checks?
No, why is that?
It's a big story. Apparently, if you leave the 20 open like that, someone can take anything and change.
They can write
that
21
date.
Or 22.
Oh,
that's a hell of a post-dated check, though.
I don't know. There was a
you're gonna have to wait a while.
Big
to cash
deal.
I forgot the cash is from 2010.
That's a predated. Well, that would
No, you could do. You could make
predate.
I guess you could put 2019 on there, couldn't you?
20 anything.
And can I just say this? I do not watch wrestling, but if that was Josh's finishing move, I wouldn't miss one up. That's the best name for a finishing move. What was it? Generous?
The thorough and generous ass whooping. Yeah.
That is the best finishing move. That would be, honestly, we're joking. That would be super popular.
It would.
Like, that's hilarious. I love that. Like, I would just wait till the end of the match. Like, hold on, the ass whooping's coming on.
Awesome. Josh has made it quite clear that he is indeed a thorough and generous lover.
Yeah, I'll get the job done.
I could see that. Yeah. I feel like he cares about his lover's needs. He's not just like, well, I'm finished. I feel like.
I really do.
Because that takes a special guy, right, Josh?
Yeah. I get way more out of that than I do me, quite frankly.
Well, let's slow down. You know, I appreciate that you have a girlfriend now and you have to say stuff because you have to go home tonight. But look, after I'm finished, if you got a minute 20. I'll do whatever you need, and then I'm going to drift off.
So. Oh, okay. No, I'm the opposite. I'm you finish, and then...
Can I make a guess here?
What?
I'll bet you're let me get my language in my head here. Post-coital chatter, if you will. A talker.
I would be if I thought more women were into it. Because
You like to do like a post.
I like to do
like
some
the wrap up
post game analysis. I love
pillow talk.
I love post game analysis.
Really?
Yes. It's going, man. How cool was it when you did this? And how about when I did that? Did you like it? Do you want me to do that again at some point? And
who were you thinking of when you?
A lot of women don't like to. We just did this. Do we have to talk about it?
Right, right. They because they feel filthy and dirty as they should following a proper session. Yeah, they should feel filthy, disgusting, violated.
Once again, it's 2020.
What is happening here?
Yeah. Man.
Now, Al, I can't see you right now because I think you're in Denver. Is that correct?
I am, but I'm always in your heart, so I'm right there. I have a studio apartment.
I have a special thing going on here because Ace has not been shaving.
I saw the picture yesterday.
I think he needs to start shaving.
Ace looks like a mechanic that rips your wife off when you're not there. The fan belt is going to, that's going to be a $15,000 fan belt. I've never seen this.
Now, we Instagram 73% said Ace should keep the beard. I don't agree, but.
Keep your editorial comment to yourself.
Yeah, just report
you
the results.
You don't see when the political polls come out on the TV, the newscaster, well, I totally disagree with this.
Well,
but
you kind of do.
62%.
That's almost all you see, chick.
Depending on what channel you're trapped into watching.
Chick genuinely wanders the earth like, where can I go to get some damn political commentary?
That's right.
No one will touch the subject. There's some networks dedicated to just political commentary.
Honest feedback.
Well, so Ace, what are your thoughts on the beard now that the 73% say keep it?
It's getting a little itchy, but...
Is it getting itchier or less itchy? Because it's been itchy, you said.
Itchier.
Oh, all right.
Okay, all right.
All right, now I have a question. Speaking of beards, Tom, you just unlocked something weird for me. All right, obviously the term beard can be used as a gay man that doesn't want the world to know he's gay. What would be your story for a beard? Would you just say, I was married and now I'm divorced and I don't want to talk about it. I'm widowed and I can never date again. How would you do it so that like no one ever questioned that you were never with your opposite sex?
That's a complicated question.
Yeah.
Because famously, who's the guy, William, who's the guy that played Perry Mason?
William
Burr?
No.
Yes.
Raymond Burr.
Yeah, he was a gay man, and just his story was that his wife and kid died in a plane crash, and he would never talk about it during interviews. He never had them, but back then there was no internet, so you couldn't check, and everybody just assumed like, yeah, that's what's up.
Well, that was also a different time.
Sure. Yes, pre-internet. Everything.
Well, things have gotten more progressive, haven't they? Yeah. We're a little more accepting.
That's kind of a grim, sad.
Yeah, that is rough. Yeah.
Approach to that.
Well, at least you get rid of the questions.
Well, our friend Kevin Meaney, the late great Kevin Meaney, came out and had to tell his wife. I guess there really wasn't a beard situation, though. He just came out.
By the way, Kevin Meaney's story about telling his wife is one of the funniest things I've ever heard come out of a human being's mouth.
He spun that into some amazing comedy.
It was. I had tears rolling down my cheeks. Yes. That's the best thing about comics is they can take the worst thing and make it the funniest thing ever. So shout out Kevin Meaney. He's missed in just like as a young comic. I remember seeing him on Dr. Katz. You remember that cartoon on Comedy Central a million years ago?
I own the series, yes.
That was how I got turned onto a lot of comics. So that was great. You couldn't just see comedy anytime you wanted.
Exactly.
How old do I sound? Jeez, I should be under a lemon tree.
Al, have you been following the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, at all?
A little bit. One of our panelists went and spoke at it, and then we looked at the Avatar concept car yesterday. There was some cool stuff. The refrigerator that tells you what's it about to expire and what you can make with the ingredients in your refrigerator.
I like it.
Yeah, isn't that cool? So, like, if you have broccoli, sesame seeds, and soy sauce, they'd be like, oh, you can make stir fry. Whoa. It just tells you different.
It's the Rosetta Lynn Casper of refrigerators.
It really is.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're in the future, y'all.
But I think that, as I was trying to make the point, in terms of any kind of revolutionary devices this year, not a lot. They had the robot that delivers toilet paper
at the CES.
That was a big deal the first day.
Tom, when you saw that, were you just like, how far are you keeping your toilet paper from your... Mine is under the sink.
Yeah. Who has a bathroom?
What do you use it under, an underground vault?
Yeah, who has a bathroom so big you've got to... And if you have kids, you just shout out, Willie, toilet paper. Smallest room in the house.
Poor Willie.
Today there's one, though, I bet you haven't seen. Christy, do you have the story about the perineum thing?
Yes, the taint bandage. Did you hear about this?
Al?
No.
For men who suffer from premature
arrival,
if you will, they have developed what they call a taint bandage that you put in your perineum area, guys. It's got a conductive gel and electrodes in the bandage send impulses to that area to confuse the nervous system into delaying arrival.
See, I think that's a counterintuitive because I thought, you know, for guys that like a digit or two, I thought that was what kickstarted the whole.
That's exactly what I said, Al.
The whole, like, hey, that's not my thing, but look, a lot of dudes like to say that their team is number one, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And you think that also the application of that might take some of the romance out.
A digit or two.
Hey, honey, do you have a
2020?
Do you have a spatula and a hand mirror? I have to position the artificial stopper thing. Wow.
I don't foresee this really being a big deal.
And as I said, I will keep mocking this, Al, until they become an advertiser on our program.
I love it. Tom, can I ask a lovely Christy a personal question?
Yes.
And all the men's that you've ever dealt with over your life, is premature ejaculation, is that a regular, like, you know, a common thing?
I was going to bring this up earlier. I've never been privy to this problem.
Ah,
okay. I know a pretty famous guy that's pretty open about it. I'm not going to say, I'll tell y'all off air, but yeah, he talked about it in his act. But
really?
I remember talking to him off stage and he was like, yeah, sometimes like there, it would be before any contact was made.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never experienced
It's really
that.
An issue. Yeah.
Well, that's that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough. That's no fun for anybody.
I tried to text you after seeing your ad on Tinder, and oh, there we go. Well, now, Al.
Thanks.
Al, we have time to squeeze in a couple of questions this morning for my quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get a pen.
All right.
What do we got?
Tom, how you feeling in 2020? You feel like let's just start off with one we can definitely get. We're one for one in 2020. I'm going to give you one I know that you can get. All right, Tom. Matter of fact, let's do this. Okay. Tom, if I told you I got tore back over the holidays, what does that mean?
Tore, like T-O-R-E, tore?
Yes, sir.
Tore back.
I got tore back. Does it mean that you experienced so much activity in the sexual realm that you've actually injured yourself?
No, but that'd be a good one. I don't know if I've ever done that, by the way. Maybe I need to work
harder.
Never
pulled your back?
No, I think I've pulled a hamstring. I think I was dehydrated and pulled a hamstring before, but that's, you know, you just straighten your leg cramp. Out.
You get a, yeah. You get a Charlie horse.
Boy, oh boy.
Mid-quarter.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you create a move that no one's ever seen before. And afterwards she goes, how did you do that? And you go, well, I didn't do it on purpose. It was kind of like a seizure.
She'd like, do it every time now.
So tore back is not in the sexual realm.
It is not in the sexual realm.
Use it a sentence again. I got tore back on vacation.
Well, you know, Tom, we're all just getting back into the studios. You know, it's 2020, but you know, over the holidays, I got tore back.
Christy's got her hand up. What do you got?
You got real inebriated.
That's it.
Okay.
I don't know if it comes from the derivation of just like ripping like maybe the lid off of a Budweiser. So I don't know, but that's a term. Tom, if I told you, do me a favor and just at me next time. Just at me next time. What am I telling you to do?
check out your DMs or whatever that's called.
You're in the right country. You're not close to the capital city, but you're in the right country.
Just at me next time.
Tom, we won't have a problem if you just at me next time.
Ask me first before you do something.
Go with that.
If I date your ex-wife, just at me first.
Honestly, that's kind of what it is. Basically, it just means just tell me. Because it was subtweeting. Let's just say I got off the air with you guys and sent a tweet going, just did another 20 minutes of something that I find kind of boring. Like, I didn't at you guys, but you can look at the time of the tweet and be like, I think that was directed at us.
Right.
So, Tom, you would call and be like, dude, if you got a problem, just at me. Like, hit me up on Twitter and say it's me. So it kind of translates into real life. Okay. Like, hey, if you got a problem with me, just tell me. Don't tell other people.
So if I'm dating your ex-wife, I need to tell you right now?
Yes, just tell me. And I feel like you brought that up as an example, air quotes, not twice.
I am not
seeing.
Is there
something you want to tell us?
I'm not seeing your ex-wife. I've never actually
met her. Sounds like you are.
I'm sure she's lovely.
Tom likes a little bit of the brown sugar.
Okay. Well, now we have time for one more. What have we got, Al?
All right. I don't know why that made me laugh. All right, Tom, if I told you I just yammed on you, what did I just do to you?
Well, first of all, I don't play for that side. I just yammed on you. Wow, what would that mean? Would that mean told a story about me to someone or...
No, I think we need to go around the room with this one.
Yam.
I don't know.
Is it a reference to the candied yam often served at Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay.
Although, who doesn't love yams? Don't trust anybody that doesn't love yams.
Exactly.
You got to leave the house.
Does it involve perhaps some kind of a musical thing? I like jam.
No.
Okay.
Like kick out the yams.
No, but ironically, the word jam could be inserted for yammed. That's a big hint.
I just jammed on you.
Stop chick, thinking sex. Yeah.
No, okay. I'm out.
Chick, you're the sports guy, I think.
Insults. Don't yam me. No?
Thanks, chick. You can go back to sleep.
Okay.
No?
Appreciate it.
I just beat you. I just beat you at something?
No, Chicky, think about this. If I just yammed on you, think sports, not football.
You did an amazing move and scored a touchdown over a guy. No?
Dunked on, in your face.
Oh, dunked on. So, yeah, that would be but on the football field. Or is it
specific? He said not football.
Not football.
Yeah. So, as yammed on you would mean, so it would mean like I dunked all
so
over you.
So, a yam's a dunk?
Yeah, it's a dunk.
Ah, all right.
Why don't they just say dunk?
Because they're kids.
Hey, it's your fault. You woke me up. All right.
the language.
I never
involves...
asked Chicky. What's your favorite basketball team? I know you're a Redskins guy. Are you a Wizards
fan? I don't really have an NBA team. Back in the, I loved Chamberlain and Erickson and Gail Goodrich and Elgin.
Yeah.
Are you still a Cavs guy, Al?
That was a long time.
I am. The Cavs are so bad. It's an interesting thing, and I know we got to go, but it's fascinating when you're just a professional team and you just admit, like, you would never just be like, oh, well, our mics don't work and Christy comes in when she wants to. Like, you would never treat your professional radio show or your accounting job the way the Cavs treat basketball. They just they'll just be terrible for years. That's like it's really to be bad at your job for years and years on end. It's really kind of inspiring.
It does make you think what the preseason look at the Cavs television show looks like, you know. Well, as we approach 2020, we're hoping for another 500 season here in Cleveland.
Yeah, and just like everybody in like the front office must just know, like, we're just going to be terrible, and they just have to act excited. Hey, fans, come see Al and Chick in our backcourt. Yeah.
Now, Al, next week I want to talk a little XFL and see if do you want to, real quick, in 30 seconds or less, your playoff hopes for the NFL?
I want to see a Ravens-Niners Super Bowl. Oh, okay. I think that'll be so cool. I like what the Niners doing. I like their tight end Kittle. I just love that last name, and he's just nasty. And I love, obviously, the Ravens have Lamar Jackson, and I just cheer for anybody with a name that black.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal S. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.